Hello everyone, this is Hilary DiPullo and the program Art Scene, where we explore the visual arts in Denver. My guest today is a longtime Denver artist who I'm really happy to welcome to Art Scene, Barbara Fola. Welcome.
Thank you, Hilary.
Barbara is opening an exhibition this evening at her studio gallery at 186 South Pennsylvania. Barbara, did you grow up in Colorado?
I grew up in the South. Primarily, my dad was a forest ranger in the southern forests. And so we often lived out in the middle of nowhere, but always had plenty of woods to romp in and lakes to swim in. So that's where I spent most of my childhood.
Did your father's work as a ranger, did that influence your work as an artist at all?
Well, I do some landscapes now. I didn't for a long time, but I'm sure that the love of the outdoors that we had, spending so much time in the outdoors as a family, certainly gave me a huge love of the wilderness and the outdoors.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Barbara Fola, who is opening an exhibition at the Barbara Fola Studio Gallery at 186 South Pennsylvania. Did you study art when you went off to college?
I went to architecture school. I went to Auburn, and the program there had quite a bit of fine art mixed in with the architecture. So I got exposed to both, which was partly by choice because I was choosing between art and architecture, thinking that architecture would be more of an occupation and art might be more of the hobby. It turned out to be the other way around for me.
You are very, very well known for your work recording Denver neighborhoods, Denver architecture. So did you start out as an architect in when you came to Denver?
I did. I worked for 3 years and became licensed as an architect right about the time that the bottom fell out of everything in the mid-80s and nobody was building high-rises anymore. The early 80s, those who were here remember cranes everywhere downtown. And then suddenly there were no more cranes and architects were leaving Colorado by the thousands, it was said. So I was able to stay by painting the buildings and the scenes, the neighborhoods that I love so much. And people, as they were leaving Denver, were purchasing my paintings. So I was able to stay.
As a memento.
Yes. They loved Denver and didn't want to leave, but I think that they were happy to take a piece of it with them.
You are also very well known for your work with historic Denver.
Yes, and part of what drew me to live in Denver was the richness of all these neighborhoods so close into town and the historic homes that were so beautiful to me, mm-hmm. coming from another part of the country. Over the years, I did 25 posters of Denver neighborhoods for historic Denver house tours. So I've painted Baker neighborhood, where I've lived, and you've lived, Country Club at Capitol Hill multiple times. Hilltop, where I live now, I've done a few posters of that. The association with historic Denver has led me to create an image of the neighborhood. Not just the houses, but maybe the focal point, whether it's the sundial in Cranbrook Park or the skyline in San Rafael neighborhood, that kind of thing. So I feel like I've really captured a lot of neighborhoods over the years.
My guest today is Barbara Fola, who is an artist who has recorded Denver neighborhoods for years, and she is opening an exhibition this evening at 186 South Pennsylvania at her studio gallery.
I do have some new pieces of Denver parks. I started this summer painting some plein air work of Cranbrook Park because we're working to raise funds to save the sundial, and we had an auction of those pieces, and I do have one of those pieces left for this show. And then I went on to paint Cheeseman Park, Civic Center Park, some other parks while I was in the park mode. I've also, speaking of the outdoors and parks, the Rocky Mountain National Park has a waterfall that I was challenged to paint and was very excited to have for this show. So Alberta Falls and Rocky Mountain National Park. Some of the other work, of course, is of architecture in Denver and around the country and also places we've traveled, including Kenya, Egypt. I did a new piece of an Egyptian temple that I think maybe a lot of people haven't seen that was one of the most beautiful places I've seen traveling. Then my son, John D., will have some work in this show. He is doing some very interesting new digital work.
We recognize and feel that nostalgia with your work, and John D.'s work is completely abstract.
We call it visionary art. It comes from inside his mind. He derives it from mathematical formulas. He sees then when he manifests these formulas in art, some of the visual patterns that emerge are also patterns you see in aerodynamic streamlines, Concorde jets, that kind of thing. So the shapes are quite universal. When I see them, I see Gothic cathedral, Celtic art tones. I mean, it's very meditative for me to look at these new pieces.
I also want to talk about a little bit about other things that are happening in the gallery scene. This week is the beginning of Denver Arts Week, and if you are new to town, this is quite the celebration. Just check on to denverarts.org or Denver Arts Week, and you will find a listing of multitudinous things that are going on in the city for the entire week. Some of the highlights for tonight are the Navajo Arts District will be open at 38th and Navajo. Art from Ashes will be having a celebration at their facility. The Clifford Still Museum will have a family tour. The Colorado Railroad Museum will have special events. The Arts District on Santa Fe, including the Carol Muir Studio, Artists on Santa Fe, and others will be open tonight. In the Golden Triangle District, the William Havu Gallery and Walker Fine Art will be opening. And this will be the grand opening of Sandra Phillips' new space at 47 West 11th. So there's wonderful things going on in the arts and the art scene in Denver.